A comic book illustrator and artist from this province dreamt big and had that dream come true when he landed the gig of a lifetime. David Cutler was chosen as one of the illustrators for a new innovative Marvel comic, issue number one of Marvel Voices, Indigenous Voices. I've reached David Cutler at his home in Toronto. David, good morning.
Good morning.
So as a young Aboriginal man growing up in Newfoundland, could you have ever even imagined being chosen to illustrate a Marvel comic?
As a little kid, yes, I could have, because I was the kind of kid with enough of a chip on his shoulder to not really get how the world worked. I kind of thought I'd be working at Marvel by the age of, like, 12 as a little kid. But certainly as an older teenager, I would have been shocked. I would love to be able to show myself in the past this issue.
And David, what was it like to be chosen as one of these illustrators?
It was the shock of a lifetime, I can tell you. It turned 2020 from one of the worst years of my life to probably one of the best. Getting the email just out of the blue was like nothing else. I couldn't believe it when it first came. It took a long time to process, and even then I wasn't sure if I had the right of it, but it worked out. Here we are.
So what makes this comic book so special and so important?
Well, it's a first for Marvel, really. They do have, to their credit, a pretty large staple of Indigenous characters.
Okay.
They're not as famous as Spider-Man, Wolverine, but since the 80s, really, they've put in some work and had the characters there. But this is the first time that we'll have First Nations people telling these First Nations character stories. Yeah, and it sort of takes the whole thing in a different direction, really, when Native people are able to give these Native characters their own voices. And I really hope it gets into as many Native hands as possible, but I hope they have access to Comixology and other comic reading apps. I hope they're aware. I'm not sure how famous these apps are outside of comic reading circles.
Yeah, and David, can you tell us about some of the illustrations in this and the work that went into it?
Sure. It begins with sort of an introduction by Jeffrey Varegi, which is this beautiful Pacific Northwest Native art-inspired take on superheroes in the Marvel cosmic universe, and it sort of guides the reader through all these characters they might not have heard of but have really storied histories at Marvel. And then after that, it goes into a story about a woman named Echo, and she's Aboriginal, and she's deaf, but she has like perfect body reading abilities, so she can like copy fighting moves immediately because she's so like keen at picking up on stuff like that. And that's by Rebecca Roanhorse and Weisheo Albatre. It's a great story. The next one is a fantastic story about one of the X-Men, Danielle Moonstar, a.k.a. Mirage. And that's by Darcy Little Badger and Kyle Charles, who's from Edmonton, actually. And then there's my story is the finale. It's written by Stephen Graham Jones, who's a phenomenal award-winning horror writer and a member of the Blackfeet Nation. And we told the story of Silver Fox, who is Wolverine from the X-Men's first wife from way, way back in his history. They both have the same power of being, they have healing factors and they're super long-lived. This is like, this story set back in the 1800s, basically. Wolverine was born in like 1870 or something like that.
Do you have any advice to other budding artists and illustrators out there?
My advice is to keep at it, you know, and to hang on to the dream. I mean, I've been a working artist for like 10 years, basically, and many, many times I've told myself that the Marvel thing wasn't going to happen, and then to sort of make my peace with that. And then this email comes out of the blue, like, it can happen, and it's a great feeling when it does.
And now, what's next for you, David?
What's next? I'm not entirely sure. I have to do some edits on the last thing that I did, so that's what's next. I can't really talk about that. And then maybe some more work with Marvel. I don't really want to jinx myself. Yeah, hopefully.
Fair enough. David Cutler, thanks so much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show, and congratulations on this.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.